Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. You're now tuned in with Chalk Mommy, Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show there is worldwide. Something strictly for the grown and sexy. Sit back, turn it up, enjoy the show. It's Rated X right here. Chocolate Mommy, let's go. Pornographic measures, bare back on the table with your legs up. I got the perfect size to fit your pleasure. Explore your inner thoughts till you climax. Beyond the booth, in the streets, between the sheets is where I'm live at. High notes over hi-hats, front seat of the coupe, the seats slide back. Snatch your hair steady, screaming how you like that. Corny beating a pussy that don't fight back. Your man's a little man, he can't pipe that. Trivial lingerie, role play games with sexual favors exchange. If you can't handle this shit, suggest you stay in your lane. I'm more than just game, my performance a put Mr. Marcus to shame. You can get me smart off your brains, off the charts and insane. No strings attached, you could be my every evening snack. Freak of leaks get smashed, hotel suites get trashed. Handcuffed to the bedpost, take it from the back till your body collapse. Double XL magnums for Jimmy hats. Too much friction, they snap. K-Y, I'll spit on the trap. If you see run dry while I'm hitting that, eyes roll back, lights out, mean it's a wrap. Phone chat till it's showtime like Cinemax.
It's a Mega the Man production. Straight from the gutter. JLJ Music Group. City.
Hello, what's happening? Hot damn, here we go again. This is your girl Chalk Mommy doing my first ever lunchtime show. What I decided to call this is Fan Love Monday. And basically, I'll be answering any and all fan questions via email, via text, via personal phone call. However you feel like you want to ask me a question, I'm going to answer it, and you guys know me. I answer shit truthfully, honestly, regardless of what it may seem like or whatever. I'm not here to bullshit anybody or anything like that. And, of course, I will be playing, like, nice, slow music. In the future, my Monday shows is going to be basically like us just sitting down talking. We might be talking about relationships, sexual shit. Might have some toy demonstrations and stuff like that. I will be going into a video format, meaning while I'm doing my show, I will have a video feed and everything like that. I have sponsors. I'm just working everything out now. So what happened is with Freaky Moscato, I'll be drinking their wine while doing the show and doing what I do, Nights of Erotica, talking about different sexual gadgets and toys that we all may have or use or whatever. So it's just going to be quite an interesting show from my normal Tuesday and Friday night show and my Saturday show, but it still has the same crazy-ass host with a lot of flavor to it or whatever. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to start out by playing this song. It's called Relinquished, and it's different, but it's from one of my fans and supporters that's an artist out of the UK. The song is number one on the Reverb Nation UK top. Ooh, I'm sleepy as hell. I'm not used to being up like this when I go to bed at 4 o'clock in the morning and get up at 7 and then go back to sleep. This is what happens. So I'm going to go ahead and play Relinquished, and then we're going to come back, and then I'm going to start answering some questions, okay? So just sit back. Get your salad or whatever it is you're eating for lunch and just chill. We're going to have a very good time today. I'm always nervous when I do a show, but it's too early for me to drink, so y'all just going to have to bear with me and my fucking nerves. So here we go with Relinquished by Eve. Like I said, they're from the UK, they're from Scotland, and they took advantage of a promotion, because I'm always offering promotional packages for my artists, which are in return my fans and my listeners. Right now, I have one that's going for $200. I've been running that on Twitter. Gives you a chance to have your song played, 2,000 followers. I mean, it's like a whole lot of stuff that's going on. Heavy rotation, over 200 different custom messages going out for 15 days. Your song in a heavy rotation on the internet. If you're interested in that, please hit me up, ChocMommy03 on Twitter. Or just email me, ChocolateCity, ChocolateCity, 2010, at gmail.com, and we can get it popping. So let me go ahead and go into some of these fan questions. Wow. Would you hold it against me? Would you hold it against me? This basically somebody's like, would I hold it against them if they wanted to bust a nut in me? First of all, the only motherfucker that's going to be busting a nut inside of me would be my man that I've been seeing for a minute. You know what I mean? So other than that, you better take your pick between Trojans, Lifestyles, Magnums, preferably Magnum XL or double XL, but as long as you're somewhere in there with a Magnum, we're good. You know what I mean? So now for my second question, have I ever had an orgy with multiple partners? I would actually have to say no, I have not had an orgy. I've heard about them, but I don't know. If anybody's had one, could you please call me and let me know how it is or whatnot? But that's something that I can't even say I would be open to. I think as close as I'm going to come to an orgy would have to be swinging. I would like to go to a lifestyle party. I went to one in California when I lived in San Diego. I went to Escondido, and that was my very first one and my only one, and I wasn't open-minded. I wasn't chalk mommy then. And shit, I'm sorry. I would have to say I was nervous as hell. I was approached by a couple. He was like, my wife thinks you're pretty, and we would like for you to get in the jacuzzi with us. In the jacuzzi, you had a dress code, no fucking clothes. Here I am just, like, going through a divorce, nervous as hell. My date that came with me was freaky as fuck, and I'm looking at this man. His dick is just standing out, and his wife is right beside him smiling, and I'm like, you know what? I stayed my ass in the kitchen, drank on some juice, and then when me and my dude left, we went home and had some very good sex. Oh, my God, that shit was good as hell. So that was that question. So now it says, I have a foot fetish, sexy. Do you like to have your feet worshipped, and what do you like to have done to them? I am just now getting into this feet stuff, and I did not realize how good it felt having your toes sucked. Like, oh my God, yo, that is some stimulating shit. Like when the nigga is sucking your, toes, and it's like your pussy starts tingling. Then once he sucks on each toe individually, then he goes to your heel. Then he goes to your sole and the arch. Then he starts climbing up your leg. Then the next thing you know, he's eating your pussy and you're fucking. That is some good shit right there. I can't even lie. Ooh, just thinking about it, I might have to have a foot fetish person come on the show and talk about foot worshiping and worship my feet, and we make a video, and then, you know, it is what it is. That's just something to think about, because I think I'm going to like this lunchtime stuff here. So, let me see here. Do I like anal sex? I have tried it. It's not my fuck of choice. So, I mean, there is just certain ways that you have to do it. I'm just not going to jump out the gate and let you smash my ass from the back. I'm tooted and booted. No, that's not going to work. So, no, we're not going to do that. So, that one is, that's my answer to that question right there. These questions are crazy, but I love it. Okay. And, oh, here's a good one. Hi there, beautiful and gorgeous Chuck Mommy. Joseph Tanner from Houston, Florida. I would like to know what advice would I give him on dating someone outside of his race. To me, I don't really look at race as an issue. As long as that person makes you happy and they turn you on and y'all are compatible in several different aspects as far as the relationship goes, it shouldn't matter what somebody color is. You know what I'm saying? As long as they can please you sexually, they stimulate your mind, and they make you feel good, it shouldn't even fucking matter. Unless, you know, your family gives you a hard time. And a lot of times people tend to have closed minds, but as long as she can satisfy your needs and she can suck your dick real good and make you bust a good nut, fuck what everybody else thinks. Fuck the color. Just look at how pretty she is and how happy she makes you. And that should be enough to get you where you need to go. So that's what I say. Next question is, do you like to give or receive, and does size matter to you? Okay, anybody that knows me knows that receiving oral sex is okay, but I like fucking. I like to please my man orally. I love sucking a dick, his dick. I like to suck dick when we're traveling, driving in the car. I'll pull that motherfucker out, suck on it, and have a good time. Then when we get home, I like to go ahead and finish. And then if we can't, if we're a long way from where we're going, then I'm going to stop what I'm doing and make sure that I take care of him and he takes care of me. Does size really matter? Actually, it does. Because you can fuck somebody with a small dick and not feel anything. Females like to feel some type of penetration. You know what I'm saying? And for me, I'm not saying that I want a real super big one. I've had a friend send me a video. His shit was 14 inches, and that shit freaked me out because he was jacking his dick and he was using two hands. That's too much for me. I'm sorry. I like the way that I walk. I have a sexy-ass walk. I'm not trying to fuck nothing animalistic to fuck up my pussy. I have four kids, had them naturally, and I just can't see myself fucking them up on the dick. I just can't see my pussy being all stretched out of shape. I mean, it's naturally tight. I don't use any of those exercises to those Kegels to make my pussy tight. It's just tight as hell anyway. So we're going to go ahead and take our first music break. Well, another music break. And I got to play this this throwback classic. It is like one of those songs that I grew up on. And I'm sure people are going to love this one right here. So here it goes. It's by Switch. I Call Your Name. Ooh, this is a long-ass song.
I used to think about immature things. You know, like, do you love me? Do you want me? Are you gonna call me like you said you would? Is this really your real phone number? But you know, I'm a man now, baby, a grown man. And I came a long way. And a sense taught me one thing. Taught me to hold on to my love. Sometimes I just can't live crying about you.
That was Switch. I Call Your Name. So, now back to my questions. This is another one, does size matter? It depends on how you use it as women do. You know, a lot of women that I talk to will be like, ooh, girl, we like them big. We just like something that we can feel, something that's going to hit all the walls, something that's going to make us come and come really hard. I'm not saying a 4-inch dick can do it. I'm not saying a 10-inch dick can do it. It's all about how you work it. But we want something that we can feel. I'm like, if you pull out a 2-3-incher, I'm telling you right now, you need to put that shit away because you ain't going nowhere near me, no. Don't want you to eat my pussy. I don't want you to do nothing but get the fuck away from me. So, anyway, my next question. Hey, Sadie, how you doing? I'm trying to get used to this 12 o'clock stuff. Boy, I tell you, this is a killer for me. Okay. Can you eat my pussy? I mean, that goes back to once you lick it, you've got to stick it. I'm not all big on oral like that. I like to give and see when it's all right, but you gotta have a hellacious dick game. All right. Am I a cougar? Yes, I date guys younger than me. I'm not about to date no 21, 22-year-old. I just can't see it. But as long as you have, like, mine is in the right place and you got your shit together and you can handle me in all aspects of life, then, yeah, we could go out. We might even fuck, but, yeah, we most definitely could go out for dinner. I ain't even gonna trip against that. When is my next video? My next video is coming soon. It's going to be an instructional head video. I am waiting to find the right partner because this has to be done perfectly because I have a lot of women as well as men hitting me up, and it's not so the men hitting me up because they want to see it. They're hitting me up because they want their females to learn how to suck their dick right. Females, when you can't suck dick and you put your mouth on your man's dick, oh, my God, it fucks shit up. That's a big-ass turnoff because then they're going to fuck you. Then... Oh, shit, I keep yawning, I'm sorry. They're going to fuck you. Then they're going to go out and fuck somebody. They're going to find somebody to suck their dick right. Because that's one thing that a man do. I would say about maybe 20% of the men don't really care about that. But the other 80%, yeah, head is mandatory. Believe that. They can tell you. You can believe it ain't if you want to. Why, you think you just come, got your man straight with pussy? He is out finding a head doctor to suck his dick the way that you can't do it. And if you're not open to learn, it's just a matter of time for that motherfucker to leave you for somebody that's going to get him everything that he wants. So don't get complacent thinking like, oh, my pussy's so good that my man won't go nowhere. That motherfucker will go where the head game is, I'm telling you. So just please keep that in mind. Please keep that in mind. I know they're like, how the hell she know? Nah, my man ain't left me because I wasn't sucking no dick. That's just one thing I do out the gate. So, I mean, I'm just saying, I just keep it all the way funky. I don't know no other way. My next question is, let's see. What's the secret to your awesome head game? It's called being in tune with the dick, concentrating, making sure that man is focused on laying back, having a good time, and making his dick feel something that it's never felt before. So men like tight pussy, so why not get him a wet, sloppy mouth with some, like, when you suck on it, when you come up to the head, you, like, pop it and give it some good gription, action or whatever. I mean, it's like, it's just different. I just can't explain it. I can show you better than I can tell you. So it's, like, hard to sit here and explain, like, oh, sucking a dick. I mean, I like to start at the top, kiss it, make it wet, and then work my way down the shaft and then go to the nuts. But at the same time, I like to slurp, pop, and use my wrist and stroke the dick all at one time and get that shit really, really, really hard. When you get it really, really hard, that's when you go down to the nut sack, and then that's when the professionalism and the experience come in, because not all men want you around their nuts. So you just got to be real careful with that. So what I'm going to do is answer another question. This is kind of cool. Okay, let me go to the next page. I should have printed these out, but it's so damn many. I would have been printing for days. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. By the way, someone told me you do this pissing thing. I told them that you don't. Please tell these assholes you don't go hard like that so I can kill the rumors. Listen, y'all have never heard me talk about golden showers. One time back in 2001, I was in Atlanta. I had a boyfriend, and we was just on some old freaky shit. And he asked me for a golden shower. And me being like, okay, because our sex life was so good and everything like that, I went ahead and I obliged him. Is that something that I would do again? I can't say that it is, because I haven't done it in over 11 years. So that would be something quite interesting. And it would have to be something special for me to do that. So I don't know. So since we on some old sexual shit, I'm about to play Baby Making Music by Van Keaton.
Hello?
I'm at work when I get a call from you saying, you want you to? Baby, baby, baby. Hey, something long was going on with you. She said, thinking about you. Crazy, crazy, crazy. If I could, I would be there. But I'm working 9 to 5.
Music,
all night long.
This is that baby making music, music.
That was Zen Keaton, Baby Making Music. So getting back to these questions, and said, you're crazy. You're going to come eventually. What do I have set for next year? Oh, my gosh. I have so much set for next year. To take Chocolate City Radio to the next level, stream, have my own station stream 24/7, and allow other people the freedom of expression to do what they want to do on the airwaves and not be restricted by censorship or anything like that. Hosting parties and events. So anybody that wants to book me, hit me up at bookchocmami, C-H-O-C-M-A-M-I at gmail.com, and let's get it popping. More live video feed shows. My page site will be up. Shit, I'll be dropping mixtapes out the ass. And shit, probably having my own little Ustream / Rude reality show. You know what I'm saying? It's like nowadays people don't want to give you shit. You got to take it. So I'm going to take my 5 minutes of fame. Trust me on that. I'm going to do what it do. So let me go to the next question. Let's see. Let me see. I'd go to the next page because some of these are more like comments and stuff like that. Have I ever done double penetration? Hell no. That's just not something I plan on doing. I'm not taking two dicks at one time. That's not going to, that's not going to happen. So next question is, I would love to do a threesome with you and another girl. I only do stuff like that with my man or a special man, and I don't have either one of those in my life right now, so the threesome shit is on hold. I like to see the pop rocks when the man is eating you out. Try some icy blue mint halls. I don't like cough drops, so I can't put them things in my mouth. I don't even like peppermint like that. So I like the pop rocks. People can use pop rocks on me. I use them on them. If they want to use cough drops and everything like that, then they're more than welcome to go for it. Me, I just can't. I just can't do it. It's like there's nothing wrong with it. It's just they just don't taste right. They taste nasty. So I know people like they taste nasty as hell. So basically, I'll leave that alone. For me, it's pop rocks or nothing. And my head game is pretty good. Well, I really don't need the pop rocks, but when I do use the pop rocks, it drives the men crazy. So let's see. If you were a single lady and a respectable gentleman asked you for a date or to marry you, what would you say or do to let the gentleman know that you will or won't go with him, sexy baby? If a man is trying to ask me out, just be like, Chuck, I want to take you out. I want to take you out to dinner. I want to take you out to a movie. Let's go watch some football. The quickest way to get me out on a date is talk about fucking food and then talk about football. You can't never go wrong with those two things with me. Then, if he's interested in dating me, all I can say is, you know, let's take it one day at a time. As long as you can deal with me and what comes with me when we go out, people recognizing me and all this other stuff like that. Me personally, I really just spend a quiet evening in the house, cooking, watching a movie, or like just listening to some relaxing music and just having some one-on-one time talking and getting to know a person. It's not about being out in the clubs all the time and everything like that. So I'm not really worried about that. So it says, have you ever sat on a man's dick? Wait a minute. Have you ever sat on a man's dick and your pretty ass? And man, fuck it. No, look, I'm not doing that double penetration, Silk. You such a freaky ass motherfucker. I am not going to. I'm not going to do double penetration. I just like one dick at a time, and I will do what I need to do accordingly to please it while pleasing myself. So, like I said, anal is okay. It's not something I'm going to make a habit of doing every day. I just do it when I feel like it, and it's just a certain way that I have to start out doing it. But once you get into it, that shit does feel real good. Like, it feels real, real good. I can't even lie about that one. So, have I ever fucked a girl with a strap on from the back and a girl was sucking a man's dick and another girl was eating a pussy? No, I haven't done any strap-on action. For me, I don't know. Would I try it? Probably. I'm open to a lot of different things, but it's like I really haven't found a lot of females in my city that, like, turn me on to where I could be like, ooh, I could fuck with her. I mean, it's like females that's cool to hang out with, and, you know, we talk on the phone and shit like that. But as far as taking it to a physical level, no. Hell, I ain't even, like, messing with men here in my area. So, like, if you're from out of town, New York, whatever, and you're coming down to Greensboro, hit me up. We can get it popping. And, you know, New York dick is, like, the best dick. Don't take no offense to that city. I'm waiting for you to come from Texas to show me how the Cowboy State give it up. But you're scared, so I'm going to let you stay in the chat room and talk shit. Do I like 69? I like 68, and you can owe me one. That's what I like. I like, it's all about the man. It's all about pleasing you. Once I please you, then, you know, everything else outside of the bedroom will come easy for me. So, like I said, 68, and you owe me one. I never owe you, so we'll do that. I see. What does a male have to do to get into the adult industry as a performer? I am not a porn star, so... For me, what I would tell you is to create your own hype and create your own buzz. That's what I did. I took personal clips from my personal life, threw them on the internet, and boom, Chuck Mommy was created. I would suggest, like, men like fucking and recording anyway, so get plenty of chicks, fuck the shit out of them, record it. Then when they have casting calls and you have your videos, you know what I'm saying? You have your resume of your work and, you know, just do several different things and to market yourself. Create a buzz, get your own Twitter and whatnot, and then it'll come easy. So that's what my suggestion would be to you. So I'm going to play some more music. And then going to talk. And I see a 517. If you have any questions for me or whatever, hit one. And, you know, we can talk. Or if not, you can listen to my voice. A lot of people, like, call in to listen to me. And then they're, like, they're shocked at how I sound. Hell, I'm shocked at how I sound. I can't stand my fucking voice. But, oh, I just got this drop from John Doe. I love it so much. I have to play it. You know, I always play drops throughout my show anyway. So here it is right here.
Where the hell did it go?
Oh, here it is.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Yeah, it's your boy John Doe. You know what time it is, baby. It's Chocolate City Radio.
Oh, yes.
What's up, man? It's your man Mike Bliss, Slip and Slide Records. And when I want to hear some real freaky shit, I tune into Chocolate City Radio with my girl, Choc Mommy. That what it is.
This is a Boomin' Up production.
Oh.
Camera phone together. So
or you can send me like whatever.
Don't have me up all night
waiting on a picture to come.
In a picture was over there when you opened that photo. Texting in the underwear,
girl, you know what you need to do.
Damn, I'm wishing I was near ya, 'cause you look so good in that mirror.
Damn.
And I don't know which one is the best pose, but I keep looking at the one with less clothes.
Go.
I got that 4G, so I'm straight, 'cause I ain't trying to get the picture late.
Hey, send a picture.
Yeah.
That was Mike Bliss and Send a Picture. So, you know, in between, oh my God, how can I get with you? I want to see if your head is really that good and what you like in bed. The best way I can tell you is, y'all remember that song by Marcus Houston, Sex With You Is Like. Sex with me is like any other experience you've ever had. My head game is like nothing that you will ever experience in your lifetime. I'm not saying I'm the shit or whatever. I'm just very confident in what I do. You can take it however you want to take it. So sex with me is like, oh man, it's like putting your dick in like the best hole ever. It's like having your dick massaged and stimulated and just driven crazy all at one time. That's what sex with me is like. Head with me, oh man, I feel like being so good that I turn myself on just how I have the guy feeling. Like, that shit is just so it's unexplainable. The feeling that I get when I'm giving a man head and I'm looking at him in his eyes, and it's like I'm taking his soul from him. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm looking at you with everything that I'm doing, so you'll know that this ain't no joke. So it's like I'm like sucking your dick. I'm looking at you. Then I'm going extra hard. Dick is super wet, super hard, shit throbbing. Then next thing you know, I hop up on the dick because riding is my shit. I am like, oh, God, riding, like, feel like I'm on a mechanical bull, right? So then I look at you and I know you want to come, so I hop off the dick. Then it's like I start sucking you again. Then after I'm sucking you, I get back on you and I'm riding you again. Then when I feel your head expanding like you ready to come, I hop off again, suck your dick, make you pop off, keep sucking that shit, because I don't taste your sperm. I'm so good at sucking dick and swallowing that it should just go down my throat that I keep sucking till there's nothing left. Then all you can do is just back the fuck up. So that means I give you my felony head game with that backup action. Because you guys know, once a female is sucking your dick and you come from nutting, from oral sex, it's different from when you fuck. Because when you fucking, it's like you're controlling the tempo that your sperm is coming out. So it's like you'll be tired, you drain or whatever. But when you come from a female sucking your dick, it's like she's in control. And she's, like, actually sucking it like it's a straw. So it's like she's just taking that shit from you. All you can do is just lay there and just be like, oh, my God. And you know, like, after you come from head, the tip of your dick is so fucking sensitive. That's when your toes got that permanent curl. You don't want to do shit. You just want to lay there like, don't touch me. Just don't touch me. Just you get in your feminine side and you don't want to do shit, but just lay there and just be like, oh my God, this is the best fucking feeling that I've ever had. And me, if you was like one of the motherfuckers that was just talking shit, like, oh, you can't do this, this can't happen, this can't happen, then I go ahead and I laugh at you. And then if I'm in my super freaky mode, I'm going to have you call your homeboy while I'm sucking your dick or while we fucking so they can listen. And then if I'm in my super freaky mode, then we're going to put that shit on the internet. So I see 347. I'm great. Bring him. I guess it's a guy. I want to say it's a guy. The dot files. So I'm going to bring in 4237423 and see what they got to say. Hello?
What's good with you?
How you doing?
I'm good. This is a really interesting conversation in the middle of the afternoon.
I figure, what a better way to jumpstart a Monday than to listen to Chalk Mommy and experience my life as I live it. Like, the questions that I'm asked, the things that I like to do, the music I like to play. And, you know, we all can learn something. But it makes your Monday go by quicker, because at lunchtime on Mondays, you don't really got nothing to do. You eat your lunch. Shit might be nasty. Motherfucker man that pissed you off last night, didn't fuck you right, didn't suck you right, male or female. And you just feel like, man, I need an outlet. I need something to take my mind off this crazy-ass world. And then you might hear something and you might want to go home and try it. So, I mean, I'm just saying.
I just happened to click by while I was on lunch, and my coworker was like, what the fuck is that you were listening to? Who's that on the screen? So I knew I had to step away and come outside and call you and listen. But I see that you're in a direction in which I used to be in when I was pretty active. So I want to ask you a question.
Sure.
You're having a provocative conversation, and you're already putting it out there. Would you say that you have that Bluetooth ability? And by that, I mean, there are some people that are talented enough that they don't even need to use their hands to make a man ejaculate.
Yeah. Okay. I can do either. I can do either.
Because that's not a skill that a lot of women have, that Bluetooth ability. I mean, I had an ex-girlfriend who could have. And do you have the ability to make a man come multiple times from oral sex back to back?
I haven't had that experience of that, because a lot of times after they bust that first one, they're spent money for a minute. You know what I'm saying? Because I'll go pretty hard. I go pretty hard, you know what I mean? Because I'm very in tune to when you're about to come. So when you're about to come, I like to step it up and go even harder. You know what I'm saying? I like to make sure everything is not left out. not left out. You know, I believe in it takes, from my understanding with guys, not every female can do the nut sack right. A lot of guys don't like a female near the nut sack. So with me, you know, once I'm, like, into sucking you, I go down to the nut sack, and then I come back up. And then it's like when you're about to come, if a female knows what she's doing, she can feel it. Because you're going to get harder, you're going to get bigger. First, you're going to get wider, then you get longer. Then the next thing you know, you get ready to come. And then that pulsating feeling is so fucking good. Because when you had a dick in your mouth and the guy is coming, all you got to do is just put it halfway down your throat and just let the nut just slide down. You know what I'm saying? You don't got to taste it. None of that shit. You know what I'm saying? Then you come up, like, towards the head of it, and you just make sure you suck the remaining of the nut out. Because I don't want nothing left. I don't want you to be able to squeeze the head of your dick and see nothing.
I had a young lady who was so talented that she could suck three nuts out of you back to back. And, I mean, it would be within less than 10 minutes. And, the cum was so intense that your dick would just get harder after each nut. And she was truly gifted beyond belief.
Wow,
so, you know,
now you're giving me something to work towards.
Yeah, I mean, she was, and I think that what made it so good is that it was the level of intensity that was in our eyes. That eye contact is very important. That connection
with
the eyes are the mirror of the soul. So a lot of women suck a man's dick, and they're not focusing on the eyes. They got their eyes closed, they're looking downward, and they don't understand that for men, having your dick sucked is a visual thing. And it's very important that when a woman is sucking your dick, that she's looking you in your eyes, she's connecting with you, she's making the noises that she needs to make, whether it's slurping, whether it's looking you directly in your eyes and letting you know that she's enjoying sucking your dick. I think a lot of women suck dick and do it as if they're doing a man a favor. So in that case, the man will just bust off and his dick is going to go limp. So when a woman has that enthusiasm, as you sound like you have, it just makes a man get harder and harder.
True, because to me, it's like you got to enjoy, you got to love what you're doing, you know what I'm saying? Because in that way, it sets you apart from the average woman. So when I'm with a man, I want him to know that he's been pleased on all levels, you know what I'm saying? It can start out by him coming to the crib and I have dinner cooked, you know what I'm saying? Wine, and I don't do wine like that, but the table is set, the candles, the bathtub, get in the bathtub, and the stimulation starts from the dinner to the bathtub. Then when we get out of the bathtub, then, you know what I'm saying, it's going down. So when I like to bathe him, you know what I'm saying, dry him off. As I'm drying him off, I'm already giving him a pre-show. You know what I'm saying? Teasing him with the mouth. I like to give what is called a tongue massage. You know what I'm saying? That's why I'm licking him all over. You know what I'm saying? Some places better than others. So it's like, you know, by the time we're getting ready to get busy, he is so fucking relaxed and stimulated that it's going to be easy for me to go ahead and take charge and take control and take him where I want him to take him, which is a place that he wants to be anyway.
So for you, control seems to be a very important factor. I mean, just like for me, like, when I eat the pussy, I have to eat the pussy so the woman is unconscious, for me personally.
Oh, shit.
I mean, I've got to have her spared and out. I got to, you know, almost make her have a stroke because I'm not giving you the dick until that pussy is convulsing beyond belief. And then you're going to get the slow, long, hard strokes while I'm looking you in the eyes. I'm playing with your lower back. I'm rubbing the ass. I'm dicking it down slow. You know, you got a long stroke the pussy. Some of these dudes out here, they just want to jackhammer the pussy. And that doesn't really work, you know. I mean, I think that
works
when you're young, dumb, and full of cum. But, you know, I think as you mature and you begin to enjoy sex more, you want those intense orgasms as opposed to just busting a nut. So there's a difference. A lot of people don't know the distinction between an orgasm and busting a nut. Because a lot of people could just, you know, bust a nut. But there's nothing like that orgasm. Would you agree?
Exactly. I agree.
Well, I'm going to get back to work and try to focus on my work, as hard as that's going to be, pun intended. But I'm going to continue to listen. Right.
Sure. Thank you for calling in. And what part of New York are you in?
I'm in Brooklyn.
Oh my God! I know you got to get back to work, but I have to make this comment. Every time I come to New York, I get the best dick from Brooklyn Brothers. Like, y'all dick is something serious. Oh my God. Oh, Lord, you make me want to come back to New York now.
Because when a woman's from the Brooklyn, you got to say, Brooklyn, stand up, you know. You got to stand up in the pussy. I think it's just something about Brooklyn, you know. I mean, we got five boroughs in New York, but you go to the five boroughs, you realize that everybody in each borough has a different type of swag or substance. But it's just something about Brooklyn. I mean, I've been to parties in Alaska. Somebody said, where's Brooklyn at? And there's been somebody there. So I think it's just something about that Brooklyn thing that women like. And Brooklyn men have a certain confidence. You know, I'm not intimidated by any pussy. You know.
Yes. Yes, you need to go back to work before you go. When you do go back to work, you might be dripping a little bit because, oh, man. Yes, Brooklyn has strong backs. I'm going to have to go up there. I'm going to come up there next month. And then when I touch down, I'm going to think about you and just be like, oh, gosh, I remember this guy that called
me. You see what it is on the display, so let's do what it let it do. All right?
Got you.
I'll holler at you. Have a good one, babe.
You too. Thank
one
you
love.
For calling in. Same to you. Now, see, after hearing him talk about that, let me see. I got to find me a fucking song because, that's some serious shit right there. It's like, for me, it's like it got to be a 50-50. I don't want no motherfucker that's just going to hop in the bed and lay back and look at me like, okay, I'm waiting for you to do your thing. I'm going to do my thing regardless. I can do my thing without you. So my thing is, men, when you step into a bedroom with a female, especially an energetic female, please make sure that your dick game is on point and you come in and handle your business. And what I mean by that is, all men, before you fuck a female, if you know that you stand a chance of coming quick, if the pussy is something that's real tight and whatnot, just go ahead and jack your dick and get that first nut out the way. Do us both a favor so that that second one, which would be the first one with us, will last longer. Because, like, a lot of times when you come quick on that first nut, females are understanding, but it's also a turnoff, and we're going to talk shit about you. We're going to call our girlfriend, or knowing me, I ain't even going to wait till your ass leave. I'm going to pick up the phone right then and be like, girl, let me tell you, I just fucked Briscoe. And that motherfucker came in 2.2 minutes, and that shit is so fucking whack. I hope he don't think he gonna get another chance to get his face back. But if I kind of like you a lot, I know shit happens, and, you know, I will be understanding and give you another chance. But for the most part, we are turned off by quick nuts. You know what I'm saying? I know shit happens, but just to save us both the frustration, jack your dick first, then come into the bedroom and get ready to fuck. That's how I feel. You know what I'm saying? If you can't do that, then I don't know what to tell you. It's like we're gonna have a long night. and I'm going to give it to you every chance I can. And if you can't keep up, then it's going to be ugly, because 9 times out of 10, I'm going to have your friend on the phone, because I'm into that freaky shit that I want people to hear. I want people to see. Just listen. And, you know, if you can't do that, then I don't know what to tell you. We're going to have some fucking issues. But I'm supposed to be paying something slow. What the fuck? You know what? Oh, I'm gonna do a chocolate panty mix for y'all. Here we go. Chocolate panties, part 3, DJ Avon. Then we're gonna come back and get into some more freaky ass talk, some more questions. Man, old dude from Brooklyn got Chica hungry. We might need to talk.
Yo, check this out. Sit down. The lesson begins now.
It's DJ Aaron.
In the mix, y'all.
This right here's a penny dropper.
Whoa.
It's time to get it up, get a cup, fill it up. Feeling on a booty,
passing on a butt. Time to get it back to the crib, beat it up.
Knock, knock,
baby say she want a menace, like Dennis. So I'm a business, racket like a tennis. Don't interrupt me, baby boo, cause I ain't finished. Real spin it, feel how I'm getting it. Your girlfriends is jealous cause boss dog ain't hitting it. Early in the morning making breakfast in the kidney. After you finish, you're about to get the dinner. Your business, physical with the fitness. Can I get a witness? Tremendous, splendid. Yo, hitting it and bidding it, done that, been there, out there, in it, yeah. It's 6 a.m, it feels so good. Yo, 6 a.m, it feels so good. And I'm so horny for your body, girl. Wrap your legs around my back, get it, yep, yep, you got it, girl.
Sex, period. I swear. I saw some people in the chat room, I ain't fucked since August. And it's because I'm being picky. I don't know. I'm trying to work on that. I almost did it last night, but no one fucking got on my nerves. Like, his voice irritated me. So I knew if I would have gave him some, or if I would have let him eat it, I wouldn't have been able to get rid of his ass. So I ain't need no bugaboo dick. So I'm going to take a call from 501-813. You're on the air. Hello? 501-813, you had your hand up. What's up? I guess not. Let me go back to doing what I was doing. So I'm just like, I'm chilling. I'm going to sit there and focus on maybe getting some today or tonight or something, because I swear my face isn't breaking out, but I'm starting to get moody. So what I'm going to do is I got some more good questions coming up. So let's see, what's the next question? This is a good one right here. It's like, what do my kids think about what I do? First of all, my kids fuck more than I do. I have 7 grandkids, and I don't really put the adult entertainment in their face, and I don't have men running in and out of my crib. Like, my house is sacred. My kids are real sacred. So I really don't like to go out with them, because sometimes people tend to come up to me, and they might say something crazy, and I know my oldest boys will fucking knock them out real quick, because my kids are, like, 26, 25, 21, and 16. So my 2 oldest boys are very, very particular on what a person can come up and say or what anybody can say. So they love the fact of my radio show. The way that I am on the show and talk shit, I'm like that at home. I love spending quality time with my kids on Sundays. I cook a big meal. We look at football and whatnot. Yes, I can cook. I'm very domesticated. I can even bake from scratch. So, now, the next question is, what do I do to stay in such great shape? I don't work out. I eat whatever the fuck I want to eat and do what I do. I'm going to start working out. I'm starting to gain weight. My daughter told me the other day. So I'm seeing that my face is getting fat and whatnot. So the booty's getting fat too. So guys, don't worry about that. You know what I mean? So it's like we're going to have like a really, really good time. So I like to eat healthy, but I also like to eat a lot of junk food. Like, I don't go to bed till like 3-4 o'clock in the morning. You'll catch my ass like eating a fucking Marie Callender's fruit pie. Them shits is good. I might eat one of those like 2-3 o'clock in the morning. I might eat some fucking noodles and whatnot around 2 o'clock in the morning. Might go downstairs, bake me some damn chocolate chip cookies, and get that out the way. You know what I'm saying? I just, I'm weird. I like to do all kinds of different things. Damn it, Sandy, I don't mean to keep doing that shit. I'm like trying to concentrate and do like 2, 3, 4, 5 things at one time, and I'm also laying in my bed. I guess you could say I got my bedroom voice on or whatever. So let's see, next question. Do I webcam? Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. Have you ever had sex or masturbated on your show? Yes, I've had sex on my show. I had sex on March 18th. I had it live, and I streamed it live. It was quite interesting because maybe everything made him nervous because there were 2 cameramen there, and he really couldn't handle his business. Now, after the show, we got re-busy, and I was able to have an orgasm. So that one was kind of good. So would I do that again? Yes, but I would have to pick my partner more carefully and make sure that he can handle he can handle his business. Because there's nothing worse than fucking a dude that can't really handle you, and he got to keep fucking you and fucking you and fucking you, and then he look up and he get lucky. No, I want you to get lucky the first, the second, the third time. I don't want you to luck up. I want you to be able to handle the pussy and do what you need to do to get me where I need to go, because you're going to come regardless. Men can come no matter what. Females can't do that. At least I can't. I can fuck you and fuck you and fuck you and can't come. Then sometimes I have to use my imagination and picture you being somebody else in order for me to nut. And to me, I don't think that's a good look. But, you know, to each his own. So, let's see. Next question is, have I been with a female, and what did I enjoy about it? It was interesting, my first one-on-one experience. She felt like I had been with females before, and I hadn't. It's just that me in my mind, I know what I like done to me, so I know what I need to do to get people where they need to be, whether it be male or female, you know what I mean? After doing that, I still needed some dick. I needed some penetration. No, I didn't want no toy. I ain't want no damn dildo and whatnot. And it's just I wanted dick in the equation. So to me, that's why I like to have threesomes, because therefore when me and a female were messing with each other one-on-one, the dude comes in and he dicks both of us down, pending that he has a strong back and he can handle that. You know what I'm saying? So it's quite interesting. Very, very interesting. So let me go to another question. Would I have sex with another woman one-on-one? Yeah, for the show, so people can see that. I did a tiny chat last year, and I was mad as fuck because me and the chick have been talking. She sent me pictures and everything like that. And her body was nice. She had tattoos. She was like, she was a dancer, this, that, and the third. So I'm sending the pictures to my friends in New York. They was like, oh, shit, Chuck, she bad. Man, I started driving and getting directions to her fucking crib. When I get to her house, she live in a trailer. Ain't nothing wrong with trailers. Trailers are tight. You know what I'm saying? The new ones, and you build a foundation to them and whatever. So she comes out. Man, I was so fucking mad because that bitch ain't look nowhere near what she did and them fucking pictures. It looked like she had gained some weight or whatever. So I'm like, you know what? Okay, I can't back out because I already made the drop that I had a special treat going live today. So we go to the studio, and I'm setting up for the tiny chat, everything like that, and we're having fun and everything. So now comes the time for us to get busy. So I'm like taking off my, I'm teasing, taking my clothes off. She's doing a little dancing scene. We're dancing with each other and everything like that. So I sit there and start fucking with her. I handle my business. That's without a doubt. I handle my business. I get real busy. So when it's time for her to handle her damn business, man, she's down on me, eating me about 5 minutes, maybe 10 minutes. Like, oops, that's enough. That bitch is so horrible. I wanted to punch her in her fucking face, but I couldn't. I was just like, man. And then what's crazy is, like, okay, on Tiny Chat, everything is live. When I run my shit back, I put it on, I edit the video and everything like that. So it's fucking funny because if you didn't look at the Tiny Chat Live, you didn't see the stuff that was going on behind. So the man, the camera guy, is being his normal self. He's looking, you know, men seeing two women, they're going to interact. His job was just to record the footage. Next thing I know, while I'm handling her, I look up. He has his dick out, and it's a little dick at that. And she's sucking it. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, oh, gosh, here goes the threesome. Here goes the threesome. And I'm just like, how can you just do this? You know what I'm saying? So that already got me pissed off. The fact that she was whack, and then his ass is getting his little dick sucked. I'm like, oh, wow. So we get up, and we go back to the camera and everything like that, and he's hitting her from behind, and she's laughing because, remember, his dick is small, so we're laughing because I already know what's going on. So the guys that's on Tiny Chat are looking like, wait a minute. Is he fucking her? I'm like, yeah. Like, no. He's just playing. They're like, nah, they fucking, and she laughing. And I was just like, oh, my gosh, this is not good. This is not good. So she deceived me with her picture, so I felt like a dude. Second of all, he's getting his rocks off, and he's just supposed to film everything. So I couldn't let people see that, but now that I'm in a different place now, all footage count. Everybody wants to see everything. So I'm just like, So now I've got to give the people what they want. I got to make sure that from now on, people can see everything that happens on my Chalk Mommy Moments. I just haven't had any. So what I may do is, like, within the next week or two, you know, find somebody that I can just go ahead and hop on real quick that I know is going to get me where I need to go, and they're not camera shy, and then give them the business. So that's what I think I'm going to do. This should be quite interesting. So let me see. Am I fucking now? No, I'm not fucking now. I haven't fucked since August. I normally fuck like once a month when I do, because I just don't feel like being bothered with a lot of men. And it's not like I'm fucking a lot of different men. It's just that I need a man that mentally is strong enough to handle me and everything that comes with me. And he needs to be sexually compatible with me, because when I do fuck, I like to fuck all day. Like 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 times a day. That's what I would like. But does it mean that he can do that? You know, some men are happy busting a nut in the morning, if that, and bust one at night. That's not enough for me. You know what I'm saying? Or when you fuck me, I need you to fuck me about 2-3 hours. We can take breaks, you know, because I know your dick may have to recuperate or whatever. But that's what I need. So if you can't give me that, then I can't really see me doing that or whatever. So my thing is, you know, I try to keep it culture and whatnot, and do what I need to do to please all parties involved. So I would really appreciate the same recognition and respect or whatever. So I'm going to play. guys, I had to play this song by Mike Bless and Slow. And I actually want to make a fucking video to this song. So if anybody is going to be in the Greensboro area and y'all want to hang out, hit me up. You know what I'm saying? Hit me up on Twitter, chalkmommy03, or hit me on my Gmail, chalkmommy03@gmail.com. Chalkmommy03, that's my fucking Twitter, and chalkmommy03@gmail, that's my my email. I try to keep everything consistent and whatnot. So here is Slow.
And I say, yeah, oh, 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 damn, I gotta go slow. Just to you and your loving. Give me a second, gotta back off, but I'ma jump right back in. I'ma hit that spot, I promise. I'ma speed it up, I promise. But girl, we gotta slow it down for now. You know I ain't no liar. Shawty, you got that fire. Trying to make it that pussy just too good. On the phone, I did a lot of talking. I ain't know what I was about to get myself into. Well, let me tell you the truth. I gotta go slow for a reason. Feel too good. I ain't gonna lie. Starting off too fast. I gotta be honest. I get chills watching you get naked. Girl, I could feel every groove, and you kill me with those sounds. You gon' rush me to the end, yeah. Faster, that was she saying. Slow it down, that's what I'm thinking. Don't wanna disappoint you, so I switch it up, beat it up, give her that. I held her down, cause she tried going back. I know what I gotta do, so
I gotta go slow.
Sets the tempo for any and everything. Slow by Mike Bless. Now, here's a crazy ass question. Now, I'm not even going to say crazy. He was being honest, and I'm going to have to give him an honest answer. I'm 25 with a 4.5-inch penis on hard. What are some ways I can still please a woman? first and foremost, you better have a nice tongue game. And I say make sure you keep the head of your penis on her clit and rubbing it, because our clit is real sensitive. So if you done sucked on that motherfucker and it's super, super sensitive, if you take your itty-bitty head and keep rubbing it up against the clit and everything like that and angle it when you penetrate, that shit should make her pop real quick. And if all else fails, on my chalkmommy.com blog, I have a blog called When the Dick is Too Small. You can always roll her ass over and fuck her in the ass, and that might work. I'm just saying, sometimes when the dick is small, eat the pussy, and then when you eat the pussy, the next thing you know, she's good, and then she might forget about the penetration, and then, or just fuck her in the ass. She's going to feel it unless she got that loose booty syndrome. Then on that, you got to let that ass go. I'm going to take a call from 313. Hello?
Hello?
Why you harassing me?
Man, I know your show come on shit, what's today, Monday?
Yeah, actually it's something new that I'm doing. I'm answering my fan questions, and once I get my sexual toys, then I'ma have playtime, and then I'm have females on here talking about toys and pleasing men and men talking about pleasing women and whatnot.
When them hoes on here, hit me up.
What?
When them hoes get on there, hit me up.
See, there you go with that bullshit. Why they gotta be hoes? Why men can't be hoes?
Yeah, I mean, I don't really fuck with niggas like that. I don't know all them girls' names. So when them hoes get on here, hit me up.
When the freaky-ass females come on, I'll be more than happy to call you. You know I like to call people.
I'll call you.
And I'll have them exchange information and whatnot, and then they can talk about the little things that they like to do and whatnot. So, like, what are the things that you, like, when you fucking a female, what's one of the first things that you like for her to do? What turns you on the most?
When she starts pulling out my pants, about to give me head.
Oh, that's right. You a head whore. You like for females to suck your dick. Now, my question is, when a female is sucking your dick, if she don't swallow you, do you get offended? Do you get mad?
No. I mean, if she do, I mean, that's good for her, but, I mean, shit. I mean, shit. I mean, if she wants to, she do. I mean, as long as I'm good, shit, we good.
Do you return the favor? Do you, are you like one of those 68ers, or you believe in equal opportunity?
Oh, no, nigga.
Why are men like that? I swear, y'all are killing me. I mean,
that's not my duty. I'm not there to play. It's not some playtime when I'm there where we got all day just be eating each other. I don't do that shit. I mean,
gotta give you some.
I'm on my way. Because I know your man will be coming home about 2 hours or three. So we're going to do our thing, and I'm going to get out of there.
See, men can be such selfish fuckers.
You got a couple niggas out there that'll go crazy.
But you're not one of them.
Hell no. Nah. I ain't desperate. You got a lot of niggas out there that'll hit girls up on their Facebook or anything and be like, can I eat you out? It's a lot of desperate niggas out there to do that. So you don't need my help.
But you know what? I ain't even gonna lie. A lot of men do sit there and hit females up, because I guess they figure, like, a lot of females like being ate out. So they'd be like, yo, if I tell her I'm going to eat her pussy real good, then I stand a chance of getting in there. But they're going to come across a female that don't really care about her pussy ate. I just need you to have a mean dick game. You know what I'm saying? And if you don't have a mean dick game, then it's just some problems.
I don't know, bro. All I know is bitch ain't getting no head from me. Especially no stranger. I don't know what the fuck you be doing. How many niggas you be fucking? Fuck I look like.
I mean, me personally, I like to jump out the gate and I like to suck a mean one. You know what I mean? And sometimes I don't even want him to fuck me. I'm going to suck your dick. I'm going to tease him. And then I'm going to get the hell on. I ain't going to answer his phone call or none of that shit.
You got some crazy niggas out there. You don't answer their phone call. They going to want to kill you. Or you going to keep calling.
I mean, I'm the queen of hit and run. Shit. I'm going to fuck you once and keep it moving. Not all dick is worthy for me to come back a second time.
That's true.
I mean, some motherfuckers ain't got that, ain't got that comeback dick. You know what I'm saying? They just got that, oh, I needed to fuck you right then, and, okay, I got my nut, so I'm good. You know what? I'm going to hit you up. You going to call me? Yeah, I'm going to call you. I'll get in my dude mode real quick. Look, nigga, all I want to do is bust a nut. I ain't trying to play with no motherfucking toys. I ain't trying to stick my fingers in my pussy. I need your dick to come. Now, once I bust this nut, if you don't bust a nut with me and you don't come 10 minutes after I finish, you short. You got to get the fuck up and you got to go home. Or you ain't got to go home, but you getting the hell up out of here. Or if I'm at your crib, I'm going to hop in the shower, wash Chica, and we going to dip out. I don't want you to hold me and none of that shit. I don't even want a motherfucker to kiss me sometimes because men can't kiss right. Just give me some dick and send me on my way. That's it.
Wow,
I don't want you to talk about
forever.
It or nothing. Like, no. See, I learned that from you and DA. See, y'all have corrupted me. Before I met y'all, I was, like, sweet, innocent, loving, took my time and everything like that. But now, just give me the dick. I give you some good pussy. And if your dick, like, if you got a mouth-warming dick, then I'm going to have to slob on it.
All I know is, man, shit, a hoe ain't washing her ass in my crib. She better go to her house and wash her ass. Fuck that. You gotta get the fuck off. I'm gonna be sleepy, and I don't trust a bitch in my spot, so you gotta get off. Cause you don't know
the
bitch.
You bust a nut, you get sleepy.
What'd you say?
After you bust a nut, you get sleepy.
I get sleepy, so a bitch gotta get on, cause you don't know what she's doing in that shower. She can be calling one of her niggas and tell them, okay, shit, it's done. Y'all can come in. Fuck that. So, bitch, you got to get on. And if they don't want to get on, I'll help them kindly to that door.
Well, somebody in my, is it Light Yagami or some shit like that said, Lord Kyra says you a whore. I am not a whore. I am open about what I like to do. And
who said that?
I don't
the nigga
fuck
that said that?
Somebody in the chat room, I don't fuck enough to be a whore. So with that being said, they're not in the chat room anymore. Blog Talk, I love how motherfuckers fly by, say slick shit, and get the hell on because they got the right one. They don't know me very well. You can call me and tell me that, and we can have a discussion, and you can tell me what is your definition of a whore. Because, I mean, in some instances, it could be describing the person that you popped out of their pussy, or it could be describing the bitch that you with. So, I mean, you know, you can't just say a whore and not break it down and give me a definition because it could be talking about somebody in your life. face and you're just mad, or a bitch probably played you and told you that your dick was too small, so you just feel like any woman that's open sexually is a whore. So with that being said, nothing with that bullshit.
Or probably can't get none.
Dick probably won't stay hard. You know how that is. Matter of fact, I'm going to bring on this guy from Texas. He has a radio show. It's Seti After Life After Dusk. I just say Seti the retard because he is retarded. He has a show, right? And his show is different than mine. So he'll use my show to come on and show his freaky part and get wild. And then he'll go back and get on his show and be professional like ain't shit ever happened. You know, I turn out innocent, guys. So he's actually scared to fuck me. That's what it is. Because I was going to go, like in December, I wasn't going to fuck no dudes. I was going to try to fuck with some females. And he told me that I didn't need to do that. You know, if I turned gay, it would fuck up the world. So I didn't do that. So I'm still with Dick. But he won't give me none. Shady.
Shaking my head. What the hell? What the hell, son?
Hell no. How you doing, scary ass?
I'm doing all right. You know, shout out to people giving their version of the truth. I love it. I love it.
Hey, you know, I have to do that. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Cobra, King the Great, Life After Ducks, Megas Go Billion, and the Dot Fouls for rocking it out with me. And then shouts out to Boogie BMF for having his selfish fucking ass on the phone. So are you a head whore too, Sadie?
Both giver and receiver, yes.
Oh, see, he's not a giver. He's a receiver. He's a head whore. Like, he lives to wake up and get his dick sucked by 3-4 different chicks a day. And he might dick down maybe one or two of them. Now, his brother, he fucks. And, you know, they both like getting their dick sucked. But I really don't hear Boogie talking about giving dick too much. It's just like, I don't know. I just feel men like that are just, they're going to be lonely in life. And then we have men like you that run from females like me. And then I see we have Rob from Miami on. And Rob is, he'll be that balance. He'll be that balance. Rob is, he's a fucker. And he's a giver, he's a taker, but he's like one of those, like, at the end of the day, I could lay up beside him and he wouldn't even try to fuck me. He would just hold me all night. I need some of that in my life sometimes.
Womp, womp, womp.
So, Sadie, what do you like most about sex?
What I like most about sex, man, it's a very interesting question. I like the whole after effect, like that whole tired feeling afterwards. Like after you feel like you're accomplished something, you just lay your back and you just stare at the ceiling, and you're like, oh man, that was good.
Oh, so you like when a bitch work you over? You like when a bitch work you over?
Oh yeah, I don't like a lot of people are like, man, I'm about to go ham with this chick. I like a chick to give me a run for my money, like, you know, and worry. Some chicks won't do that. Some chicks be extra lazy and this is, it's like, okay, I'm nuts. But you can, there's a difference in nuts. There's like, there's different levels of nuts. There's it me even just nut and it's like, okay, I nut it. And there's that you feel like refresh. There's a whole nother difference. Like you don't realize that. It ain't, oh, I made up that. Nah, not the same type of weight. There's a huge difference. Because when you do it right, when you do it right, it leave that look on our face of like we clueless or something, just looking like Earth, like a Scooby Doo look on them or whatnot.
Hmm. And Mr. Boogie Nights, how do you like it? Like, when, what do you look forward to the most when you're fucking? Like, do you take your time, or you be smashing the hell out of her? Where the hell Boogie go?
Well, here, what's up, though?
Okay, good. When you're fucking, do you take your time, or you just be smashing the hell out of her?
Hell no, nigga, I like to go hard. I go hard or go home, so shit, the whole time.
You say like catch that, that Mario star.
Oh, my God, so it takes you every bit of 5 minutes to bust that go hard nut, huh?
Nah, man, I mean, I go hard the whole time. I mean, like, shit, I like to give a girl my 100%, my 1,000,000%. You know, I don't like to half-ass jobs and shit. I don't do that. So when a hoe leave me, she'll be like, that nigga Vince gave it his all. And he didn't stop, not one bit. I like to keep that, like, in my head, I be, like, doing my rap songs, or I do the ABCs, like, A, B, C, D, E, F, you know, I do it fast so I can keep that pace going. Feel me? Real shit, I'm not lying.
So
you're
you an alphabet fucker.
Yeah, you know, in my head, though, I keep that pace going because, like, when I fuck up, I gotta pull out and I gotta get myself back mentally right for it. Feel me? Real shit, I ain't lying to you.
Well, I feel you. I feel what you're saying. Like, I remember I was one dude, I used to, he's always saying his joke, he said, man, he always told me, said, dude, what you do, man, you fuck these chicks, man, don't give out white dick. And I was like, you know, a lot of people don't realize that mean, like you say, young, because if you go whack, she, like I say, you might not necessarily run to her direct homegirl, but her homegirl might know another chick, and that might be a chick you get ready to fuck, but she might not fuck you because she found out for such and such that she was putting out whack dick. So you got to think of it like it's a resume. You got to be careful. Don't get do put that on the whack because it's going to get out there.
Hell yeah.
Well, regardless, y'all still give out whack dick. Rob, how many times you been told your dick whack?
Never.
Oh, God. I hate when men come on the show and they just lie out the gate. Never have I been told my dick is whack. Never did you just pop out the coochie and just have great dick either.
Well, like I said, never have I been told that. My actions.
Not in your face. Not to your face. I know you done got some phone calls from your homegirls and like, Lucinda said your dick was whack, homie.
Nah. See, because my thing is this. Every opportunity you get, you want to make it. You don't want it to be the last. So, you know what I'm saying? I aim to please. You feel me? So, every time I'm fucking, I'm looking forward to the next time. You see what I'm saying? It ain't about getting there being Speedy Claxton or being slow as a turtle. You just really got to understand the motherfucking female you in. You hear me? It's conversation. You fill them out. I don't too much jump right in the bed. I try to get to know the bitch first. You see what I'm saying?
Exactly. There you go.
I try to get a feeling for what she like and what she don't like. So throughout that conversation that we have initially, you see what I'm saying? I already got a game plan. I'm like, okay, this bitch don't like it fast because she already said that shit. She don't like it rough. She one of them old timid ass fuckers. So this is what I got to do. You see what I'm saying? My whole goal is to make sure I'm getting a second, third, fourth, fifth chance. It's that simple. So, I've never been told my dick was wet because I pay attention to them, but I get them what the fuck they want. It's that simple.
I feel more what he's saying because you take it as fact. You know, some people might really take what he's saying and say, oh, does that mean you have to be talking about sex? No, not necessarily. You can talk about other stuff and you can tell by just the way a chick is holding a conversation with you what kind of sexual person she is. Because just like some people are like real shy about how they just answer simple questions. They can't really do that. They let you know, you go, okay, that chick might be a shy chick. All this simple stuff ain't necessarily mean we talk about sex. I can find out. Let's talk about cooking, and I can figure out what kind of chick it is.
Mm-hmm. It's all about those sexual innuendos here and there. Just figure out the feedback. You see what I'm saying? They're going to react. They're going to tell it. They're going to spill it because they want you to know. They want to be pleased, too. So no female want to lay down there knowing she ain't full of some bullshit. So they gonna help you out. They gonna throw hints. They gonna let you know. Just like old Chalk Mummy. She let you know, I'll rip her head. Her head is a killer motherfucking head. You see what I'm saying? So she already let you know. She wanna suck the dick. She don't give a fuck about fucking. She wanna suck that dick, though. I guess she like the taste of her mouth. She like some female told me that dick just tastes so good. I love skin. I love the way that skin tastes in my mouth. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, all you got to do is listen to them. They're going to tell you. Because they want to be pleased.
Yeah, am I right? Am I right, Chop?
Yeah, to a point. But I always think I'm the exception to the rule. I always think that I am just, like, so special because my honesty won't allow me to stroke your ego. I don't give a fuck how much I like you. I don't give a fuck how much you spoil me. If you ask me that question, you're going to get that answer. You know what I mean? And I can't stand for a motherfucker to be like, oh, is my dick big enough? If you got to ask a bitch if your dick is big enough, you already know in the back of your motherfucking mind your dick small.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck. I don't ask no shit like that. What the fuck am I asking before? Because you ask a question like that. Bitch, don't compare my dick to nobody. Let me get on up in there, and I know from your reaction if I satisfied you. I don't need it, though.
You know, and what happens when you stick your dick in somebody and they laugh? What does that tell you?
The bitch tickling the shit. The bitch tickling down there. I don't give a fuck. Shit. I mean... I've been eating a bitch pussy and she like it's ticklish, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, she ain't used to get her pussy ate. You know what I'm saying? That's all that is. So you gotta desensitize it.
Oh my gosh. Y'all are stupid. Y'all are so stupid. But that's the man way. Like it's funny because men can bond over some of the craziest shit. Like for real. Like it don't matter. They can just be like, that male bond, y'all can bond over whack pussy, good pussy, football, motherfucking beer, fucking shots, motherfucking strip club. Like, y'all just bond about anything. And y'all can have one, y'all can have common ground on so many levels where females really can't do that. And that's crazy. I guess that's why men get further with their uniting and stuff like that. But
females can do
like,
it. They just too fucking emotional. You see what I'm saying? Like they get caught up in their feelings all the goddamn time, want to be better than the next bitch. Niggas don't give a fuck. But at the end of the day, all we want to do is fuck. You know what I'm saying? That's why we put the big rims on the car and all the live music and talk about having the most money. You know what I'm saying? And wear the flashy clothes and. Cause we just want to fuck. That's it. We don't give a fuck about the next nigga. We trying to peacock for that hoe across the street so she can see us. You know
what
I'm saying?
I don't fuck with two niggas, but I do for everybody to see. Shit.
Yeah.
Everybody.
I ain't been that type of nigga to worry about the next nigga. You see what I'm saying? Like, it's just like, I'm trying to get that hoe with her. You feel me? Look at me, little mama.
I'm better than any nigga that come across. I do this for the hoes. Yeah, but I'm trying to be better than any nigga that ever walked the space of the earth.
Well,
and why is that? Like, why is that, boo?
Because I've never been second hand to nobody. I've never been in second place. I've been in first my whole life, so why would I go for second place? I'm going to try to be better than anybody else. So if a nigga grinding, my grind got to be better than his. If a nigga selling such and such, I got to be selling it harder than him and pushing more than him and getting it in more than him.
See, my thing is this. If you only give a fuck about pleasing yourself and not nobody else, then you will always be number one. Because if you satisfied with your work, fuck what the next nigga think. You see what I'm saying? Keep it moving.
At the same time, you know, I'm pleasing myself because I got the mentality that I'm going to be better than everybody else. So my goal is to be better than everybody else. So I got to watch what everybody doing. Just like if you're on a rap game, you see I'm 50 Cent, and I see Jay-Z doing his thing, I'm going to try to do better than what Jay-Z doing because he probably on the top pedestal right now in his rap shit, so I'm going to try to do better than what he's doing. And in his life, I see what people doing, and if a nigga cop a Benz, I'm going to try to cop a Lambo. I'm in a competition with everybody. I mean, I'm satisfying myself because I'm trying to be number one. And that's what I'm going to stay at.
I feel you. Hey.
So,
everybody get
in. What'd
you say?
Would you say you're number one with your dick game? Because I'm going to poll people on Twitter. I'm like, for all the hoes that has fucked Boogie BMF, is he on top of his dick game? And I swear, yo, if one bitch say no, I'm going to fuck you up.
I'm on top of anything I do. Like, you ask any bitch, he'll be like, oh, yeah, Vincent, he did his thing. Because, like, when I fuck bitches, I like to get that when they start crying and shit. Like, that shit just, I already know I won when that happens. Real shit.
So you got that crybaby dick?
I mean, you can nickname it whatever you want. I'm not into
nicknames. Okay, are they crying because you fucked them too hard, or are they crying because it's so good?
Both. I told you I go hard or go home. So, I mean,
I just can't picture you having no dick to do all that with anyway.
I mean, now you're hating right now, and I understand that. Where you coming from?
No,
you're hating.
You know, it's not that I'm hating, but you know, I look at you and your brother in a different light. Like, I just cannot see that. Even though I know y'all put it down, I just can't see that.
I just can't see you, but, you know, shit happens.
Fuck you. Wait till I get off the air. You know what? My show is about to be over, and when it's over, motherfucker, I swear, yo, we getting it in today. Everybody, get on Twitter, follow ChocMommy03, BoogieBMS. Rob, tell them your Twitter, because you got so damn many.
Well, shit, the only one they really need to know right now is Mr. Promo Rob Coney. The rest of them, once you follow that, then I get up on you with the rest of them, you know. Dot out the real, dot out 5,000, Miami So Fly Magazine, shit, your music rep, ATLMIA Promotions, because there's so many of them. So follow Mr. Promo Rob Coney, C-O-N-E-Y, and I get you on the rest of them.
What I'll do is I'll do a Twitter train for everybody.
Choo-choo.
Yeah, I don't do no other kind of trains. That just don't work. It just don't work.
You know what? And that's funny. I've never been able to run a train. It's just something about me in another room full of niggas with their dicks out and shit just don't mix. You feel me? I've been invited. It's been semi-involved. But my thing is I'm going to go first or I'm going to go last. I let me when y'all figure that part out. I've never been able to do that shit. I can't do it. I don't know about the other fellas, but I can't do it.
I don't know what to tell y'all. My show is about to be over tomorrow night, 8 o'clock. I'm going in. I got Mirko from Boston in the building. And then at 11 o'clock, I'll be on Grindhard Radio. I'll be the co-host, turning that motherfucking show out, because y'all know when I show up, I show out. And I might actually be on while I'm co-hosting their show, I might actually be on fucking Tiny Chat playing or, like, doing some old fuck shit, something crazy. I don't know. It's going to be interesting. So make sure y'all tune in tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, same talk channel. Same chat number, 718-766-4661, to call in, and I'll put the link on Twitter so you guys can get in the chat room and bug out with me and Princess Nate. So
we need to get some pranks and calls in tomorrow too.
Oh yeah, for sure. I'm gonna get Cow Wow and whatnot, and I'm missing some more online booty call niggas. So I got this. I already know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to call you in a little bit. I'm going to go ahead and get off the air and grab me something to eat, and then I'm going to call you.
All right.
All right.